Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Singumkani, singumsizi, wansuku zonke, your daily companion. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, uyavulela umsakazo sila. Siphakela ukudla komoya. Nanoma yinini, 12 o'clock midnight. 12 o'clock midday, intathakusa sila. Usisicethekazi uselayinini sawubona sawubona ntombi
sawubona sisi
unjani
yabile sisakho ndikasinathi njani
hayi nathi akhonto siyaphila siyabonga ukuthi nakulolu suku uphinde usinikeze isikhathi sakho uzos encourage ngoba empeleni siyawadinga amazwi azosivuselela amazwi azosakha ziningi izinto esibhekana nazo empilweni so cabanga nje uphila umuntu kungekho omunye ozokuphakamisa ngamazwi okuwukuthi azokuvuselela so siyabonga abantu abafana nani ukuthi nje lapho sisibheke evikini elisha ngiyazi ukuthi abanye sebane stress kwamanje ukuthi oh ngisayobhekana nale ya boss ngisayobhekana nama colleagues wami ngisayobhekana nobani bani but ke before nje uzocabanga zonke into ezinegative thola lamazwi azok encourage ngiyakubingelela ngiyakwamukela ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya
thank you so much sisi mandibulise kakhulu kubaphulaphuli emakhaya kuyindawo zonke enimameleni kuzo bulise kakhulu kubaphulaphuli bala Eastern Cape and Evana, Redemption Center, my home, Wapulapulikaya, Apun Mamele Corner, Family Am, Wongum Dunjo, Mamele Mandi Mandi, Buli Senge Kamal Kaisu. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Uspatele Namsanj.
Okay. Ndi Zagutandba, Sikutazani, Afuchani Gamazi, Abunwa de Proverbs. Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. 18, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. So, last week, Baba Bebe Kona, Kubapula Puli, uThixo usinikeze I promise if you still remember. Mm-hmm. God said that he is making a way in the wilderness. He said that he's making rivers in the desert. He said that he is doing a new thing. So now I am going to talk with umphulaphuli on a promise kaThixo. Noba mhlawumbe uyive ecaweni nobuThixo bethethe ngawe through lo mntu lowo. But ndifuna ukuthetha nomntu who holds a promise from God. Now that you have the word of God, your faith in him has to be tested. So that you can be trusted about what God wants to do. So what happens in the testing? In the testing, the total opposite of what you expected happens. You know, God promised us, ubangabuza ukwenza indlela. But now, inobukhona umphulaphuli ekhaya othi, kusuke kwa worse than before. It is because uThixo useqalile ukwenza umsebenzi wakhe. So, eyona nto yenzekayo, it is that uThixo is testing you. When I'm thinking about the process of testing umphulaphuli, engqondweni yam kufika a tunnel. Do you know a tunnel, Bash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Kufika ndibane umfanekiso we tunnel. There's a saying ethi after every tunnel there is light.
Yes.
There's a saying etshoyo, I want us to realize into ethi before the tunnels there is light.
Mm.
That is when you get the promise from God before the tunnel. Then in the tunnel, it is the process of testing where God is testing the word, your faith in the word that he has given you. Then again, after the tunnel, there is light. It is when the promise of God is fulfilled. Amen.
Mm.
Now, the tunnels, they differ in duration according to what you are riding. If ukwele imoto, uyangene tunneling, yes, but ukawule zukume. If ukwele itrain, utata at least ikashana. Uzedoneleni kodwa ke uphinde uphume kwakhona. So our tunnels nathi baphula kuli ziza ukwahluka according to what God wants to achieve in us. Because kana sikwi process of testing, it is where God is preparing us for something. So ikwahluka uyintoni na okanye uThixo ufuna ukuachieve ntoni na, then ikuza kudifarisha ke ngoku ixesha. So you have to endure the process of being in the tunnel, because just after the tunnel you will see the light. So now, omnye uyazibuza, is it necessary for us to go through the tunnel? Why the tunnel? Kutheni kufuneka imuthi xa bengenamthombisa andinike na? It doesn't go like that when it comes to God. God, when he tests you, he is building character in you. Uavoid uthixo into ethi uyakuxela kuqala uza kublesa, I will bless you, I will give you this, I will open doors, I will make a way, I will do that and that, I will be with you. Akuthembise uthixo akuveli kube njalo, because uavoida into ethi asika akuniki intsikelelo ungekabikho ready ze ungakwazi ukuyiphatha intsikelelo aza kunikeza yona. So God, when you are in the tunnel, when you are in the testing, God is building character in you. God is also building a relationship with you. Now, when it is dark there in that tunnel, you will remember your maker. Ngixesha apho uzawukhumbula kona uba you have umntu okudalile, uzawukhumbula amazwi kaThixo. Then you will start to talk to God. Then all of hlobo, the relationship between you and God will be built, and not just any relationship, but a stronger and an intimate relationship with God. Apo you will totally rely kuthixo. As I said before, God has to trust you. Wake watu omnyumdu, akukho nto that everything that has to be trusted has to be tested. So God tests you so that he can trust you. Also, uthixo ufuna ukuba glorified through you, that there was no way here, but now we see a way in the wilderness. No one obengenza lonto ebomini balamntu. It can only be God. Now here in this land we have read, we should trust him. You know, some people abathi kabethethayo, trust is the pillar of each and every relationship. If there is no trust kulo relationship, then ayizukuba na shape okanye ayizukuma lo relationship leyo. Ukungcono sithembe uThixo kunoba sithembe abantu, because God is trustworthy. You know, abanye abantu bona basengaphoxa because kodwa uThixo yena uthembakele. There is nothing uThixo ayigade nayihloniphe njengathi lizwi lakhe. So if God gives you a word, if God says to you, I will open doors for you, I will make a way in the wilderness for you, I will make rivers in the desert for you, God will surely do that. But now it's just a process of preparation. So God, you ought to trust God because he is trustworthy. Akazanga toke, he's not a son of man that he should lie. Uthixo wethu akanguyena uthixo who has room to repent, because he's God, uthembakele. Ufuneka simthembe. Then udlulela athi we should lean on him. You totally rely on him. While you are in this tunnel, while you are in this process of testing, you rely on God. You do not rely on your own understanding, because the understanding yakho ayikufakanga kule ndawo kuyo. The understanding yakho ayikunikezanga ipromise. What into zakukhupha apho lilizwi likaThixo, it is God. So you ought to totally rely, ureste kuye uThixo, uthembe ngongathi uthembe isitulo xa uhleli kuso. You just trust uba asezendiwe kwesi situlo, umthembe uThixo uzinikezele kuyo. Also you need to acknowledge him, itsho le vesi apha, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So you acknowledge God, you tell him, this is what is going on. Put in all your ways, indlela zakho zonke, acknowledge uThixo, you submit yourself and he shall direct. So uzawuphela uphuma ke ngoku. So into endifuna siyibambe kule process sikuyo baphulaphuli is that we trust him, we lean on him, we also acknowledge him because we are in the process of the testing, we are in the process of preparation. Thank you so much.
Wow. Inamandla. Motivation. Siyabonga kakhulu sesicethekazi. Ngempela njoba ilisho izwi lithi trust in the Lord with all your heart. UNkulunkulu ngeke akudisappoint. Bona angeke uNkulunkulu akudisappoint ngoba uNkulunkulu othembekile. And uNkulunkulu ukuthi he is all knowing. UNkulunkulu okuwukuthi unecebo ngathi uya provider, uyasithanda unconditionally. So awumtrust kanjani uNkulunkulu okuwukuthi uyikho konke kuthina?
Yes.
Wow. Sometimes nje singabantu uma sibhekana nama challenges or siku le process yokutestwa, I know ukuthi sisuka sicabanga nje izinto a negative, so akushintshe logo and then simbone uNkulunkulu ngaphakathi kwalezo zimo esibhekane nazo njoba usho uthi uma sikuleyo process he is building a character in us. Wow. Siyabonga sesicethekazi inamandla and ngikuzwile mina. Sikuthola kuphi uma ungekho la emoyeni?
Ngiyafumaneka ku WhatsApp, ngiyafumaneka na ku Facebook. In number yam 060 465 6698. Ngicela ithinda. Ithi 060 465 6698. Also uyandifumana na ku Facebook Febana Cethekazi.
Okay, so ku social media nje yonke utholakala ngo Cethekazi Febana.
Yes, even nako Instagram.
Siyabonga, asiphinde sihlangane futhi next week ngaso lesisikhathi. UNkulunkulu angigcinele wena.
Oh man, sis. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything.
Ngikuphelezela ngo Mika Stempley uthi the well.
Okay, thank you kakhulu.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.